Unit 56. Revision Unit.
Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
Well, Anna, have you been taking it easy?
Yes. Well, I've been doing my best.
That's good. You have a tiring job.
Yes, it is sometimes quite tiring.
How long have you been doing it?
Working as a travel courier?
Yeah.
Oh, about 6 years. Yes, a little over 6 years.
Do you still enjoy it?
Yes and no. Obviously, it's marvellous to travel, and I've always loved travelling. But I find that I get quite tired these days. I think I'm getting old.
Oh, getting old. Listen to this girl, Martha. Getting old. How old are you? 28? 29?
Well, actually, I'll be 31 in September.
Did you hear that, Martha? She's only 30, and she says she's getting old. If I was 30 again,
Yes, Edgar.
I've been thinking about changing my job. But unfortunately, I can't decide what to do.
Well, if you ever want a job in the States, let us know.
Are you serious?
Sure.
What kind of job?
Well, Martha and I run a public relations corporation. Believe me, if you wanted to work in PR, you'd be perfect.
You're joking.
No, he's serious, Anna. And he's right. You'd be great.
Well, I'm not sure about that. To tell you the truth, I've never been quite sure what public relations means.
Well, think about it.
Okay. I'll think about it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Phrasal verbs. Revision.
Listen.
I woke up this morning at a quarter to eight.
Listen and answer.
What time do you usually get up in the morning? Do you often go out in the evening? Do you often stay out late?
Have you ever been to a drive-in movie? Is there a takeaway restaurant near your home?
Imaginary situations. Revision.
Listen.
You're dreaming an impossible dream. You're dreaming, but my eyes are open. You're dreaming an impossible dream. You're dreaming, baby. You must be joking. If there were only two people in the world, you and me.
Listen and answer.
If you could go anywhere in the world for your next vacation, where would you go? If you had $10 million, would you be happy?
If you could have a new name, what name would you choose? What would you say if you met the President of the United States?
past activities and recent activities. Revision.
Listen.
It was early in the evening. The sun was going down, the moon was coming up over the town. I was sitting at my window, looking at the sky. The telephone rang, and it was you saying goodbye.
Listen and answer.
Were you working at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon? Was it raining at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
How long have you been living in your house or flat? Were you living in the same place this time last year?
Song.
I Can't Hold Out, written by Elmore James and sung here by Eric Clapton.
I just talked to my baby on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing, baby, come on home. I can't hold out, I can't hold out too long. Get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone. You said, baby, don't you worry, you're my heart's desire. You know that I love you, I can't stand to see you cry. But I can't hold out, can't hold out too long. I get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone. Said, baby, you can run, you can walk, fly. You know that I love you, you're my heart's desire. And I can't hold out, I can't hold out too long. I get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone. I get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone.
Written English.
Dictation. First, listen. Don't write anything.
If you really want to hear about it, The first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born. The village of Holcomb stands on the high wheat plains of western Kansas. I am an American. It was June 1933. In those days, cheap apartments were almost impossible to find in Manhattan, so I had to move to Brooklyn. It was love at first sight.
Now listen again and write the text.
If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born. The village of Holcomb stands on the high wheat plains of western Kansas. I am an American. It was June 1933. In those days, cheap apartments were almost impossible to find in Manhattan. So I had to move to Brooklyn. It was love at first sight.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Good night, Angela.
Good night, Mr. Jones. Oh, did you remember it?
What?
You wanted to speak to me about something.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to remember it all day.
And has it come back to you?
Well, it did, while I was having lunch.
Good.
But then I forgot it again.
Oh.
Oh, I've had a terrible afternoon. My office has been like Piccadilly Circus Underground Station. People have been coming in and out all afternoon. The phone's been ringing non-stop.
Oh, well, never mind. Actually, I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, yes?
Yes. When am I going to get my assistant?
That's it.
What?
That's what I've been trying to remember. We're going to take on a new computer assistant.
Soon, I hope.
Yes, very soon. As soon as possible.
Oh, good.
I know you really need somebody.
Yes, I do. Obviously, if I had two heads and four hands, I could do everything myself. But unfortunately, I've only got one head and two hands.
Yes, well, don't worry. I'm interviewing some people tomorrow. I'll find somebody for you.
Thank you.
Well, have a nice evening.
Thank you. I'm going to the theatre.
What are you going to see?
A play called The Empty Room.
Oh, yes. I went to see it last week.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was interesting.
Just interesting?
Yes. One of the critics said it was simple but complicated and classical but modern.
Really?
Yes. To tell you the truth, I couldn't understand it.